Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bullocks?
Never gets old.
I really don't have a leg to stand on when I tell Mikey off for doing accents, though, do I?
No. Right, now, listen, before I get into it, I saw this story this morning when I was coming in on the train about two men and one woman that stole a baby shark.
What?
From an aquarium in San Antonio. They got it out of the tank. It was a little horn shark. They got it out of the tank, wrapped it up in, like, baby clothes, blanket.
It swaddled the baby shark.
Put it in a bucket and walked out.
Why?
And
why did,
like,
they
everybody
want
was
the
just
shark?
Watching them. And by the time they got home and dropped it in the tank, the police had arrested them due to the public helping them out. That's what a ridiculous thing to do.
What were their motives? Did they
He has
motives?
Got, apparently, his house is like a mini version of the aquarium at San Antonio. It's just like fish everywhere. Probably thought, oh, no, what? I'll go and get one.
You just wanted a shark.
But, you know, think about things before you do them. That's why it didn't work.
Did the shark survive?
Yeah, the shark's all right. The shark's name's Miss Ellie or something, they call it. And she's back in a little tank now, swimming about. So it all ended up well, apart from the couple that are going to end up in prison now. How are you going to blag your way out of that when you go into the yard? What are you in for? Shark napping.
Shark napping.
Wonder what the sentence is.
Cool, was it a big one?
Be right if it was like a big, like 20-foot great white, you know, you'd think, yeah, that's worth nicking. Well, no, it's not.
But it grows into one of those. They're clever thieves. They're doing it when it's at its least deadly.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. Anyway, right, we'll do my thing now.
All right, we've got a piece of AV roll pre-prepared. Yeah. Here you go.
I was not so frightened in the war zones of Angola or Rwanda as I was when this story hit.
Ariel School, 19th September, 94, 12:12 local time.
Just come and sit on these chairs along here.
Did you all see something?
Yes.
Were you afraid?
Yes.
And what happened, Guy?
Well, it was just glinting in the trees. And this, like, there was a man.
And what does he look like?
His face was like this, and his eyes were down here.
His what?
His face was over here, and his eyes were down there.
What? What's he talking about?
They actually saw 60-plus kids saw a UFO or something land just outside their school about lunchtime, and two beings came out. Some of the kids saw two beings came out.
When was this? And
this was in rural Zimbabwe, September 16th, 1994. No adults saw it, just all the kids. And straight away afterwards, all these like top people turned up. There was Tim Healy, who's the BBC Bureau Chief for Zimbabwe, a noted Harvard psychiatrist, Dr. John Mack. He interviewed all the kids.
And they separated them.
Yep, and they all came out with the same story. They saw this spaceship land and everybody got out. Yeah, they all freaked out. Two beings come out, then they started hearing voices in their heads.
What?
About to look after the planet.
And what?
Yeah, seriously. These are like 8 or 9-year-old kids.
So something stayed with them?
Something stayed with them. Anyway, after that happened, it went worldwide, then the story disappeared. And then this bloke, Randall Nicholson, has actually made a documentary about it, but he's gone to the kids, like, now. It's a few years old, but he's talking to them when they're in their late 20s and early 30s, and they're all saying the same thing.
Do they still hear the voices?
One of the girls said that she just, it completely changed her life and her outlook on life, and she's doing everything she can for conservation and trying to get the message out there. I'll tell you what, it's called The Aerial Phenomenon. Mikey sent it to me, and it's the most amazing documentary I've seen. Something must have happened. You can't make that shit up. You can't get 60 kids to all come up with the same story. You can't.
Yeah, that's impossible. Certainly something. So this is Aerial, A-R-I-E-L, yeah, phenomenon, yeah. And you can watch the trailer online at aerialphenomenon.com.
Yeah.
But Mikey sent you the whole thing, did he?
He sent me the whole thing. It's absolutely amazing.
This
and
does seem right up his alley.
And when you see the kids now, like I say, they're in some of them in their early 30s, it's just, they said, look, we saw something. We saw something. You know, I'd... and they're drawing the same sort of pictures of what they saw. Goodness. So I know you're a bit of a doubting Thomas.
Is that the word for it?
Well, sometimes you look at me and Mikey, and I can see you looking at us and just.
Like, I know, almost, it's my job, isn't it?
I know. What do you think of this? If you've got, do you think?
I think it's very hard to separate a lot of very young humans and make them all say the same thing.
Can it be? My other thought was: is it mass hysteria?
I don't know, but then the catalyst, the thing that makes all the witnesses say the same thing, it's just whether or not what they saw was indeed extraterrestrial.
I think what did me in with these three girls all said like they could hear voices in their heads. That's what really freaked me out.
Are each hearing the same thing in these voices?
Oh, they didn't say what they heard. I mean, when you hear voices in your head, it's your voice, isn't it? Well, or do you have like accents?
I don't want to think about it too much, I think.
You're thinking now. You're thinking, oh, what else?
Leonard's blissfully voice-free.
It's a slippery slope, Rob.
But I don't know. And just to see the looks on their faces, some of them were really, really scared by it. Out of all of them, just one girl kept having nightmares that she was going to be abducted.
That's horrible.
So it's a fantastic thing to watch. Please watch it.
So in the short trailer, some of which we played for you just before, a man pops up known to Western audiences, none other than Mr. Dan Aykroyd. Yeah, what's his involvement in the whole
thing? Well, I wasn't happy about that. I know that we're all entitled to our own opinion and all that, but if you want something to be taken seriously, I don't know whether I can take him seriously.
Who would you like to see out there? David Attenborough?
Oh, yeah, someone with a bit more weight. William Shatner? No, just kidding.
He's coming.
Is he?
Yeah, he's coming to the country.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. I don't know what his on-stage banter is going to be like at this stage of the game. But
I saw a thing on HGTV when him and his wife redecorated their house. It was amazing. It's fantastic.
Is he as theatrical with everything? Oh, yeah. Like choosing drapes?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a nightmare.
Oh, I love that.
Can I just give a bit of a shout-out to a podcast listener, Layla. She listens. She's been a long-time listener. And she was right into this as well. I was talking to her about this the other day. I believe it. I believe they saw something because at the same time, there was actually sightings down different parts of Zimbabwe as well. But why would they land there? That's my big question. I mean, they'd stop for break time. Do they have really good break times there? Is that why they stopped?
It wasn't just Richard Branson in a funny hat.
Could be. See, it could be time travellers. That's the other theory it could be.
Sarah, are you more? Which one are you more likely think it could be, time travellers or UFOs?
I don't know.
Couldn't they be the same thing?
Ooh.
It's been a lot of talk about Occam's razor in the office at the moment, so I'm kind of tending towards the simplest explanation, and no explanation's really been that simple.
Mm.
What about you, Leonard?
I'm going to go UFOs. Well, I just think kids, you see what you see. I don't know. Maybe it's makes me calm down a bit if I get stressed out. Oh, there's UFOs out there in Zimbabwe 20 years.
Yeah, remember what Ron Swanson said? Mate, it's all good. Everything's all right. I'm going to look into Bigfoot erotica for next week because I don't believe it's true.
Can you, actually, though?
I'm going to look into... Oh, I don't know what my... Yeah.
I mean, history might be a bit ruined.
Yeah. No, I'm okay. I look at head transplants, so, you know.
Not the erotic kind. All right.
No. Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone a sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.